this is the greatest fucking... This was on Gawker. I really don't know much about Gawker. To me, Gawker sounds like something that is like not... I don't know if it's legit journalism or what. I have no fucking idea. But this was a real interview.
It becomes normal.
This is a real interview about a fucking toaster.
The swing of it, it becomes normal. I mean, after you've seen a haunted toaster...
Let's stop it right there. Let's stop it right there. Let's stop it right there. Haunted toaster are never two words that should go together. Okay? Because toasters only do one thing, and that's make bread hot. They make bread crispy. That's what they do. Know what they don't do? Possess you. Know what they don't do? Go, ooh. A toaster's one thing, and that's a toaster. Okay? But let's keep going, dude. Let's keep listening. Guy looks like Francis Ford Coppola. All good. Now there's a fucking elbow of a chick. Let's see when they zoom out what she looks like.
We heard.
A Q-tip. Her head is the top of a Q-tip or the bottom of a Q-tip. Because if you turn a Q-tip around, it's the same shit. It's one of those things like race car. When you take race car, you flip all the letters around, it still spells race car or toot. This lady is basically the fucking human equivalent of toot. So why was this a hairdo, by the way, in the fucking, what was it, the early 80s? Why was this a hairdo, dude? Just that one big poof. Just a big fucking poof. It looked like right before the atom bomb got real, where you really started to worry, you know? Like, you'd see an explosion and be like, whoa, that's big. And then you're like, wait a second. Oh, that's what her hair was. It just got that big before it fucking mushroom clouded. So, yeah. So that's what it looks like. Let's find out her name. Her name is going to be something.
I am the devil.
Let's go a little bit back, because when you do a, when you play something and you stop it and then you talk about it a little bit and then you play it on a podcast and then you don't realize you're at the part where the lady said, I am the devil. You got to go back. You got to go back and you got to say what the fuck she was talking about. My bad for talking. Sometimes, you know what I mean? That happens, especially like in relationships when I'm with Kristen. A lot of times we'll be talking and I'll be saying something and then she'll talk over me. And then I'll be like, oops, right? Because a sentence never ends in my, and that was the last word I said, right? So if that was the last word I said, my, then what happened? Then I guess maybe I got cut off, right? And we shouldn't be doing that, should we? And then she goes, Chris, and I say, okay, so can I go back? And she says, okay. And then guess what? I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. Yes, dude. Yes, had to lay down the law. In the process of laying down the law, he forgot what he said, which is fine because you need to lay down the law a lot in a relationship. All good. But it's real love. Real love. Oh, I'm searching for a real love. Someone to whatever. Real love. Oh, just fucking... I could be in that group. I was 6 when it came out. So, what did she say?
They heard, I am the devil.
They heard the toaster say
that. What kind of voice did the devil have?
A very low voice, I'd say, sounded like Eli Wallach.
Wow, dude. The toaster had a very low voice that sounded like Eli Wallach. The cool thing about this podcast is when I wake up in the morning, I never know about the sentences that will be coming out of my mouth later on in the day. And the one that shocked me so far is the toaster had a low voice that sounded like Eli Wallach. But I ended up saying it. If you had woke me up this morning and said, hey, Chris, guess what you're going to either say or hear today? And I said, what? And you said, the toaster had a low voice that sounded like Eli Wallach. I would think one thing. It must be podcast day. It must be podcast day. And it is. Who's Eli Wallach anyway? I got to look him up. Eli, I definitely heard the name before. Wow. Imagine a toaster talk. Eli Wallach. When did he die? 2014. Wow, he lived long. Wow, he lived to be 99. What does he sound like? Let's see. Eli Wallach voice. Here we go. Eli Wallach, why he always plays the bad guy. Okay, so he played a toaster.
I have a feeling that the first imprint you make on
film... That's not him.
As a child, I used to see these movies where the villain was heating the...
No.
Are you at all concerned that today people are a little bit aware of what violence in films is doing? And here you are, Good, Bad, and the Ugly, as mean and vicious a performance and a thesis as could be imagined.
Yes, but you see, when you say violence...
This is how he sounded?
I don't think there's anything more violent than what's happening in the world today.
Yeah, okay, but that's not the question,
films,
is it, Eli Wallach?
Let's talk about...
Well, okay, that's what Eli Wallach sounded like, dude. Maybe he sounded...
Subway, the metro.
Yeah.
It took 20 minutes.
This is what the toaster sounded like?
And the first night after I finished working, I had my makeup on, I'm sitting in the subway...
Not even that evil. Hey, toaster's done. All right, so let's go back to this thing. I got to fucking... Let's go back to this thing here. Let's think... Let's see what the fuck this lady's getting at.
Saved any of this satanic toast?
Yes, I did save it because I wanted to be sure that somebody else would see it. Now, this one... Can you see that, Richard? Save...
Ah! The toast... has an imprint that says Satan lives. Ah! Just eat it.
Dude, it says Satan lives. She did it. Hey, June O'Brien, you did it. Hey, you're trying to trick us that Satan's in the toaster. Also, how about the ego you gotta have to think, even if she was being serious, the ego you gotta have to think my toaster is haunted, but it's not just a demon. Satan's at my house. That's unreal. To be like, my house is the one that Satan comes to. What about his, you know what I mean? What are they called? Evil archangels. What about the fucking fallen angels? What about them, huh? Your house is so fucking dope with the periwinkle wallpaper. Satan showed up to that one? You think Satan doesn't like comfort? Satan is the shit, dude, in the underworld. Sorry, God. But you know what I mean. When I was a kid, I used to say swear words and shit. And then I would go, sorry, God. I'd look up in the air and I'd say, sorry, God, as if God was up there looking down at me like this. I'll send fucking Satan down to your toaster. Dude, that was my OCD. Somebody asked me the other day, when did you know you had OCD? And I said, well, it fucking for sure flared its head when it was when I was in my early 20s. And he said, oh, really? And I said, yeah, but there were always signs. And he was like what? And should have said that. Whenever I said a swear word, I looked up and said, sorry, God. Now, that's just as ridiculous as thinking Satan's cooking your sandwiches. But, however, remember when you used to write an essay in high school and you just, and it needed to be a certain amount of words and you just, every other sentence was however. So you'd be like, fucking, that's 16 howevers. I got fucking 16 words right there. I would do it. And when I exhaled, my nose snot came out, but then it went back in. It was like when Jeff Bezos went to space. He got up there a little bit, and then, whoa, okay, cool, and then dipped out. That's what my fucking boogie did. This is clicking around. My audio's clicking around. Yes, that's amazing. So Satan lives with this. It's just the ego people have to think that, like, for me, as a six-year-old, when I would say, sorry, God, or even as an 11-year-old to say, sorry, God, to fucking be like, okay, but that's something an 11-year-old does. But this woman is a full-fledged adult saying, hey, to believe, let's say she does believe this, and she's not trying to trick people, which I think she is trying to trick people, to think that we're not we're such big idiots that we don't think that you do that, you did that and tried to trick us is one thing. But you thought we believed you, still, what about your fucking ego that Satan is at your house? Also, Satan lives. That's how he's going to say it? In your toast? You think Satan can't pick up a fucking marker? You think Satan can't fucking find where your lipstick is and write it on your mirror? He's gonna burn your bread? He's gonna burn it in your bread? Dude, it's so annoying when people think that ghosts and shit are real. I got a buddy that literally was like, I said to him, I was like, do you believe in that shit? All that paranormal shit? And he says, oh, 100%. And I was like, why? And he said, oh, dude, I fucking, because I know it does, because it happened to me once. And I said, really? Something irrefutable? And he was like, 100%. And I said, well, what is it? And I said, and dude, keep it short. And he said, okay, I'll try. I swear to God, it took an hour. Kristen, he was doing voice notes because I was like, don't text, it's going to take too long. He was doing voice notes. Kristen, 45 minutes in, she was like, what the fuck? What are you listening to? It was him telling me how one time he moved into an apartment in fucking Los Angeles and like his car had a boot on it and then a tire was missing. And then like it looked like there was burnt wallpaper and then hair in his bathtub. And he thought it was the guy that used to live here that fucking killed himself. And I'm like, that's not irrefutable evidence, man. This shit never happened to me. Where's my toast? Where's my Satan toast? Where's my lipstick on the mirror that says, watch out, watch behind you? Where's all that shit? Where's the lights even flickering, dude? It's always explainable by electricity or science.
Lives. Just terrible.
Is the toaster still possessed?
We still have trouble off and on with it, yes.
Oh, she's cooking toast now. Here we go for the people that listen.
Oh, see, now it's...
And it doesn't work. Of course it's not working now. It won't even go down.
It seems to be aware.
First of all, you're not... It's like a baby, okay? If you start talking about Satan, you got to say him or at least her. You know, I don't know what he identifies as or what it... But you don't say it. It's like a baby, dude. You don't say, hey, did it come yet? And you're like, what? Yeah, your baby. You mean? You can't just... It's aware. If you're saying it, you know it's a goddamn toaster. I'm a good lawyer, dude. She's on the stand. So, correct me if I'm wrong. You were saying, ma'am, with the puffy Q-tip head, you were saying that it was aware, right? Meaning what? Meaning the toaster, right? Okay, but the toaster, if it's possessed, it would be who?
It would be Satan.
Okay, so Satan is what? I don't know. He's like a he's? I'm sorry, he is? Yeah. Okay, so if he's in the toaster, then he's the Well, yeah, but I... And you called it it. Well, yeah, but I rest my case. No further questions. Boom, got it right there. Technicality. Oh, shit. Dude, the toaster went bonkers and fucking... Wow, it really... Okay, so she set it up. There's flames in the toaster that they come up. And she goes, oh! Why does that happen? Are you hearing that cut out? All right, then it's my shit. And she goes, oh!
Why have you kept this toaster?
Why have you kept this
toaster? Well, Richard...
I love when somebody puts somebody's name in an answer that they're about to give, you know? Like if you're, like if Kristen would say, Chris, why did you do that? And I said, well, Kristen, I would already be in trouble. Do you know what I mean? And if she did it to me, well, Chris, I would know I was in trouble. Either way, I'm in trouble, you know? But she says, well, Richard, I'll tell you. Let's see what she says.
Well, Richard, you know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
Dude, you know how everyone's like, what's wrong with the world now? We're headed to fucking extinction. It's been like this. You think June O'Brien's new? She been around.
Well, when all's said and done, you know, yeah, I know it's possessed, but it makes good toast.
No, it, first of all, there's so many, there's how many of alls are there? I think three. First of all, no, it doesn't, because we saw the toast and it was burnt to shit. All right? Now, second of all, I'm just going to go to third of all because there is a second of all, but third of all is the most crazy. How good
does your toast have to be for you to allow Satan in your home? I mean, am I missing something here? Toast is toast, right? Like, nobody ever eats toast and actually thinks, well, shit, that's some good toast, right? Toast is pretty much, you know the deal from jump. Hey, here's bread. You want me to toast it? Sure. You already know. You got it locked on. It's not like a fucking sandwich. It's not like a fucking pizza. Domino's is different than the fucking place you're going to go down the street. I don't know what it's going to... It's toast. It's fucking... You could take a match to bread. It's the same fucking thing. And this lady is like, well, this toast, though. Well, this toast, though. That's why. Yes, Satan's here, and it's stressful. I don't know if my whole house is going to burst into flames like that toaster just did. And I don't know if my son and daughter are going to live past however old they are right now, because Satan may be in them now, currently. But goddamn, this toast. Here's the second of all. Say you're eating the say it's the first time you notice something's janky or fucked up, or Beelzebub has something to do with your fucking toaster, right? The toast comes up, and you literally see it, and imprinted in the toast, it's just a middle finger just right to you, or it says Satan lives, or like, you know, fuck God. Sorry, God. And you look at it, and your heart is beaten. You try it? You eat it anyway? I'll tell you what, maybe, but not if you're June O'Brien. And furthermore, how many times does it happen until you're like, all right, well, fuck it, I want toast. I'm saying you don't eat it. Like, if I made toast and Satan Lives popped out of my fucking thing, and I don't eat it. I just think, okay, I'm just going to pick a new piece of bread and then eat that. But say you made more toast and then it comes out, Satan lives. Satan still lives. Satan's still living, by the way. By the way, Satan's still in your toaster. These are all the things that... At what point are you like, all right, fuck it, I need toast, and you eat it? No, you just get a new toaster. So she is lying for sure. You know it. Fuck yeah, I'm a good lawyer.
Hey, Boyd Matson, NBC News, Boca Raton, Florida.
And it happened in Florida. Boy, that's odd. Florida been janky as shit.